Welcome back, everyone, to explore the Haggadah as we begin the words of Maggid. Maggid begins with an introductory paragraph called Holach Ma'anya or Heilach Ma'anya, depending on your nusach, and it reads as follows. Heilach Ma'anya da cholu avasono ba'ar de Mitzrayim. This is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt. Kol dichvin yesa v'yechol, kol ditzrich yesa v'yifsach. Whoever is hungry should come and eat, whoever is in need should come and join our Pesach Seder. Hashtahach, ashatahach, this year, now we are here. Lushana haba, the next year, Ba'arad Yisrael, we will be in the land of Israel. Hashata avdi, this year we are slaves. Lushana haba, b'nei choyrin, next year we will be free. So there's a lot of questions on this paragraph, a lot to talk about, just this paragraph. And the first question is, why do we say this paragraph? What are we trying to achieve by saying this? So the Rashbam explains, it's to explain to the children why we just split the matzah into two. So the step before this is yachatz. In yachatz, we split the matzah in half. And the children are wondering, what's going on here? So we answer. It's like our forefathers in Egypt, they ate their bread, their matzah, extremely quickly on the night of Pesach, as they were about to leave. And when someone's in a big rush, you just like split one loaf, and each one takes a piece, and it's like all over the place. So therefore, we also split our matzah. So it's an answer to their question. The other Rishonim explain, it's in order that the children should understand that we are going to eat matzah later on in the Seder, and that will prompt them to ask the Manishtana. Of course, one of the questions of the Manishtana is why we eat matzah. The Siach Yitzchak explains that the reason why we say this paragraph, because in it, it contains extremely in brief the entire story of Pesach. The fact that our forefathers were in Egypt, the fact that they left Egypt, they ate matzah. Therefore, we're worried that after the children ask the Manishtana, they may fall asleep, and you won't be able to fulfill your mitzvah of teaching your children the story of going out of Egypt. Therefore, they instituted this small little paragraph so we can just quickly sum up the story for them. The Ksav Sofer gives a beautiful idea, and he says that one of the ideas of this paragraph is we say, Kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. Anyone who's hungry should come and eat. In other words, we're inviting anyone to come join us who's in need for our Seder. Now, the nature of a person, says the Ksav Sofer, is that it is difficult to give something that belongs to you to someone else. It's difficult even to be happy with what you have, let alone give of your own possessions to someone else. Therefore, it's actually a difficult thing to invite anyone to come and join you by your table. And therefore, they instituted to start off saying, Heilach ma'anya, this is the bread of affliction. So we should remember the poverty, the suffering that our forefathers went through in the land of Egypt, and sort of put ourselves in that shoes, put ourselves in the shoes of someone who doesn't have what to eat, someone who has to survive on the bread of affliction, someone who is very needy. And when you put yourself in someone else's shoes and you're empathetic and you try to experience what they're experiencing and what they're going through, it becomes much easier to say, Kol dichvin yesi v'yecho, whoever is hungry should come and eat, because you're putting yourself in that space of someone that's in need. A beautiful idea of the Ksav Sofer. It's teaching us when we give tzedakah, when we give to other people, it's trying to put ourselves in the shoes of the people that need it, and it becomes a lot easier for us to give it then. Another question that's asked is, why is this paragraph in Aramaic? All the rest of the Haggadah is in Hebrew. Why is this paragraph in Aramaic? So one answer is that it's not from the Mishnah. It doesn't come from the times of the Mishnah. And therefore, they instituted it in the language of Aramaic, which was what everyone understood at the time. Another explanation of why it's in Aramaic is a similar explanation to why we say some other prayers in Aramaic. For example, when we open up the Aron Kodesh, we open up the Ark and Shul, we say a tefillah in Aramaic, Brich Shmei. Why? Because we have a tradition that the angels understand every language besides for Aramaic. There's something about Aramaic that they don't understand. And therefore, when we have in a very auspicious time and we want to pray to God directly and we don't need the angels to intervene or to be intermediaries, we pray in Aramaic, so it's like we're praying directly to Hashem without the assistance of any angels. And therefore, when we sit down to the Seder and we begin this step of Maggid, what we have to realize is it's not just telling a nice story. This is a powerful experience. This is an auspicious time. The Seder, it explains in many places, is a very auspicious time to daven, to ask Hashem for a specially spiritual connection. Whereas, of course, we can ask for anything. But the night of the Seder is particularly special and particularly auspicious to ask God for spiritual salvation, and that we should be close to Hashem, and we should be able to learn Torah, and that we should be inspired. And therefore, in order to impress upon us what a powerful moment this is, we start off with a paragraph in Aramaic, a language that the malachim, the angels, don't understand, to say that when we experience the Seder, it's like we're experiencing Yitzias Mitzrayim the first time around. And later on in the Haggadah, we're going to say that the exodus from Egypt was loya yidei malach, loya yidei saraf, loya yidei shaliach, was not through an angel, not through a messenger, elakadosh baruch hu b'chvoidoi v'atzmo, is through Hashem alone in all of his honor and glory. And therefore, when we sit down to start Magid, we're emphasizing that this experience is a direct connection to Hashem himself, and therefore we're saying in Aramaic to emphasize that the angels are not getting in the way. There's much more to talk about this paragraph, and we will do that over the coming days. Have a wonderful day.